And I'm joined here by Amy Martin and Jet Grishinski, who are running for Administrative Vice President. Morena, both of you, how are you doing?
Kia ora, I'm good.
Yeah, nice. Doing well.
Doing very well.
Yeah, the weather's looking good. It was a little icy this morning, but nice that it's cleared up now. Beautiful sunny day.
Mm-hmm. Weather is weathering.
Exactly. I've got a skirt on today, so I'm feeling like summer is coming.
Hell yeah. Do you know, it's still not, I've been saying this to everyone, it's still not spring until Monday.
Really?
Yeah, technically.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I know. I'm a winter gal myself. But
really?
Yeah,
I'm such a summer girl. I'm such a water baby. Over the summer, I'm just constantly at the beach.
Nice. What about you, Jet?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same, always at the beach over the summer. And you must be a little bit disappointed that we haven't really had snow this winter then.
I'm not crazy about snow. I just like the cold and the rain. And that's more my vibe.
Go for those cold. Hot girl walks.
Yeah, hot girl walks. Go for a sauna. That goes hard in the wintertime.
Okay, that always goes hard.
Yeah, it does go hard, extremely. And what else goes hard is engaging in student politics. So can't pie for both of you for running.
Thank you. It's very, very cool.
What made you choose this role out of all the roles? And what does it even entail as to what you guys understand?
Well, I kind of chose it because I was like, I've been like heavily involved in policy and student advocacy for a while. And having talked with Liam and known Liam for quite a while, I figured that...
Liam White,
who's... assumed to be president.
We're having him on later.
Yes. hoping to work with him. Given my experience within like policy, within like Young Labour, I thought that this just seemed like the role to be in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what made you run for this role, Amy?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I'm currently vice president of PsychSoc, and I've really enjoyed Psychology
fun
Society.
To say.
Yeah, it is a fun word.
PsychSoc.
I've just really enjoyed being involved this year. I feel like for the first 2 years that I was here, I was kind of like, you know, just enjoying being in Dunedin. Halls was obviously an experience within itself. Mm. And I was like, well, there's so much going on all the time, and just kind of finding out that schedule and figuring things out, and then also figuring out university at the same time. And I really enjoyed getting more involved this year, and I feel like it would be incredible to get more involved next year. And just working this year, both at PsychSoc and also working Radio 1, I've like found out so many people have things that they want to solve and problems and goals and things happening at the university that they're just kind of like, well, nothing's changing, and I want to start this change. And I feel like being able to work as AVP would be incredible to help those people make those changes. Mm-hmm. Like having done a couple of interviews here, like talking about like the different band rooms, and like that's such a big thing because music is such a big part of student culture down here, and the fact that it's just disappearing, and it's like to be able to have that ability to help people achieve those goals would be so cool.
So with the power of AVP, what would be the first two issues on the top of your list? I'll start with you, Amy.
Yeah, my main thing is increasing student engagement. I know everyone's saying it, but it is such a big deal. Mm. And I feel like it's really decreased since COVID, and also during COVID, just because everything changed during that time, and I feel like people aren't as involved anymore. I feel like the student culture is kind of diminishing a little bit, and I think increasing student engagement was so good to get people more involved within the university rather than just outside of it. Everyone goes to gigs and things, but it's not the same as coming to things that are on campus and having things created for the students. So I think increasing student engagement would be my first one, and then the second would be just helping other people achieve their goals. I think, yeah, those would be my main two.
Cool. And for you, Jet?
I agree with those issues, especially if you look at the people running for the exec this year, you can kind of see how student engagement is, that a whole lot of the positions are still running uncontested. Mm. I'd say that my main things would be pretty much working on safer drinking spaces and that kind of thing, especially because, I mean, especially with the Sophia Charter and that kind of thing. Mm. Just trying to make sure that there are safe places to drink, and kind of trying to move, I suppose, drinking culture away from flats back to other, I suppose, alternative options. And then just working on like rental rights and trying to advocate for like a rental warrant of fitness in Dunedin, especially with the local body elections coming up next year.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rental warrant of fitness is quite an interesting one, eh?
Yes.
Because I don't know, I remember covering this back when I was a news reporter, and how it's kind of a fickle thing unless it's done through central government.
Yeah, well, I think that,
not to take you over to task.
This is my opinion. But like, in Wellington, right, they've brought out a rental warrant of fitness. But like, I feel like one of the big problems with their warrant of fitness was that it was a voluntary thing.
Exactly. So no one.
Like, you can still bring it through in a local body like level, but you would still have to bring in through enforcement on it, and rather than what Wellington, I suppose, did, where it's just like, oh, this looks better if you have it, but students aren't going to be able to afford it, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
I've been asking every different group who's come on here, such as the academic reps, the post-grad reps, this really important question, which I think is, very, very of the time, just given how slow things are to change. What are your stances on doing more radical action to push for more effective change within the university or in whatever space you're considering? I'll start with you, Jed.
I think, especially within OUSA, you've got a whole lot of power to like have those radical movements, especially with like what Grant Robertson did with his massive protest opposing the student loan interest rates. As like, if you can get movements like that where they're on a scale large enough that the government actually sees that they have to do something, and then through this role, like cooperating with other universities, if you have the entire country's student body essentially advocating and protesting the government and some of its changes, you can see how that makes a massive difference.
And for you, Amy?
Oh yeah, 100% agree. Just making that big statement, I think, making sure you get people's attention, and yeah, just kind of supporting people in what they want to achieve again. I know it's like coming back to it, but it is like everyone has their things that they want, and I think getting people's attention is the way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you don't want to do things that's going to go against the law, but having, making that big statement, giving people's attention, and then actually getting the government's attention to be like, oh, this is a big problem, this is something we should actually work towards fixing, and doing it in a way that they're like, well, they're going about it in like a manner that's not illegal. Yeah.
Fair enough. How do you think you get that attention? Do you just every day sit on Union Lawn and just hold up a placard and scream? Seems like effective strategy.
That would get people's attention here in Dunedin if they're walking past Union Lawn, obviously. But social media is such a big thing, and I feel like it's really important to utilise that. Most people have social media, and it's such a good way to get people on board with something. Because people check their social media really, really often. Like, if you're just kind of walking around by yourself, you're just scrolling on Instagram, you're scrolling on TikTok, you know. You're looking at Twitter, you're looking at everything. And it's just, it's such a big part of our day-to-day life, and it's really important to utilise that to put up and get people's attention. So, yeah, checking up on social media, you can do a sponsored post, getting it to people's feeds and getting them to be like, and just kind of doing it constantly so people can see, oh, I've seen this before, maybe I'll click on it this time and be like, what's this about?
And for you, Jim?
Yeah, well, I think it's about creating those like larger activism movements, which can start off just at the university level and hopefully progress past that where you've got your protests. But going on with like the social media things, like if you look, whilst I don't support National, I'd like to make this clear. National's like social media strategy during the last election was so much better than everyone
else's.
Very
effective.
Like
their
sand cutting videos, like the thing with like engagement.
Yeah.
Like people they managed to actually get young people to engage with politics, whether I suppose subconsciously, like they may not necessarily be focusing on the policy so much at the start, but eventually something kind of sinks in.
Yeah.
And like using social media in that kind of way to help further these major movements to get the government to listen is just a major thing.
It's advertising through memes is scarily effective.
Yeah,
well, I mean,
it's
if
bizarre.
You look at like the US presidential campaigns and things,
Kamala Harris and Brat, and Coconut Island.
Well, you look at like the previous one and how Donald Trump had that advantage because he was using social media, and Biden was never going to be able to do that. But then you look at Kamala Harris and how it's such a big thing now.
Absolutely, like, agree with you.
Huge.
From that tweet of Kamala is Brat, that's just blown up. You know.
Speaking of favorite songs from Brat,
I'm gonna go with Apple.
And Jet?
I don't have one.
Are you a fan of Brat at all?
No.
What does that say about you?
Hey, at least I'm being honest.
Yeah.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Is there a forum on today where people can see y'all in person, have a longer discussion? Because I know that OUSA have been running those for different positions.
Well, we had ours on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
I'm going to go join the one. I'm going to go have a look at Liam's one on today at 12. So if anyone is around.
One man show is going to be very fascinating.
Yeah. I think Liam's the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, because they've cancelled the bog tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's the only candidate, so.
Yeah, but if you want to check them out, they are on the Instagram.
Yes. crack up. Well, I think that's all the time we have here for the yarn. Thank you all for coming on.
Cheers.
I mean, I said all, but there's only two of you. Thank you both for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And if people are wanting to vote, which they should, head to the, I don't know, you'll get like a link emailed to you if you're a student. On September the 30th, that's when opening starts. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Yes, and they close on the 3rd. Please do vote because it is a really important thing.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know, the OUSA exec. Yeah, you got to think local, act global is my motto, and this is a great way of thinking local.
Yes. Please vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
please do vote. All right, coming up.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.